This is weird.
Get on the freeway and I'm gonna drive to San Francisco. Got a rock star here, but I'm afraid to open it because where am I going to go to the bathroom? You know? In these modern times, so I'm going to the office to get my shit. Because faced with the option of they're going to pack it up and throw it on our new floor for however many months or however long it takes for us to go back to an office or the window for me to actually just go in and get my shit. I was like, yeah, no, let's get that shit. Let's just get that shit. And hopefully they got it all. It's, you know, I think they bit off a little more than they can chew on some of this. Thinking like, oh, just pack up desks, it'll be fine. And I was like, no, there's like a bunch of stuff in the studio. Like, I got a set of car keys in the parking garage. I think there's a VR headset in the mailroom somewhere. Like, can you find that stuff? And they're like, we got you. But we'll see. We'll see. flight is taking forever. Trying to widen the freeway to three lanes each way. Hey, did it? I mean, this it's three lanes right here. I think it's been like this for a little bit, but like maybe it's going the other way. There's still, I know they've been working on it a lot. You know, I'm sure the reduced traffic and stuff this year has probably been pretty handy for that sort of shit. But I wonder if the people who have all the bumper stickers that say three lanes all the way can finally take them off now, like fucking 20 years later, however long. Long fucking time. I think because Jan went back in the office, and I guess, you know what, Brad went in to rescue Joey the knife and a few other things, but he actually went inside, and I guess between the time Jan was there and the time Brad was there, all my stuff has been boxed up. He said there was a ton of boxes. So I don't even know if they're gonna fit this fucking thing. And I think about it, it's like, there were definitely boxes, but like not so many that they shouldn't fit in this fucking crossover vehicle of mine. Unless they boxed up everything that was in the Idea Forest, in which case all bets are off, and I'm gonna say thank you, but no, these are not mine. Billion different people, I think, before they finally said, all right, fine. All right, fine, you can come in. But you gotta download a nursing app for nursing remotely or whatever it was. Back down two lanes, so they have not finished the job. Those motherfuckers. I had to keep checking traffic because I just wasn't sure, like, is there traffic anymore? It looks like there's not. Like, at the height of what would be, like, the rush hour, it said it was going to take 1 hour and 5 minutes to get there, but most of the time it said it would take 50 minutes to get there. So, we'll see if I can even fucking remember how to get there. What am I doing? I'm taking Lombard to Van Ness, I'm busting a left on Broadway, going through the Broadway tunnel, taking that to Battery? And then Battery becomes First Street on the other side of Market, and then I turn left into the alley, but I'm not going to the parking garage, so I gotta go around the other side to the other alley, because I think that's where the loading dock is. That's the plan in my head. There you go. Okay. Plan formed. Good music. None of us are. And the sooner we admit that, the happier we'll be. Like a G6, 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 like a G bunker.
I don't do that anymore. What the hell? Now that I'm warmed up. I should preface this song. This was written by a father singing to his son. He had lost two sons in two other wars. He's singing to his youngest son who's going to war. And it's the Irish national anthem. Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the leaves are falling. It's you must go and I must buy. But come me back when summer's in the meadow or when the valley's hushed and white with snow.
Thank you.
I think we can all agree.
Miserable me. Let me tell you a little something about me, man. Uh-huh. Type of nigga that hate losing way more than I love winning. That's especially just one of my niggas.
This album cover is really something else. All the way bad.
But I lost a few best men in that shit. Eats me up even though I know they rest here. Causing me insomnia and a great deal of depression. And going back to jail is out the motherfucking question. I'm crying out in the rain tonight. They can't tell I'm stressing. Lost my fucking dog and I don't want no other best friend. My road dog, crying me, the whole hood's favorite guy. More than words can say this nigga was real to the naked eye. Wrong killers for the same thing that make it.
High elevations in the Sierra of California.
Hell yeah. congratulations for putting your ringtone album on Spotify. You gotta love it. As they say.
Okay. First off, you a bitch, nigga.
Whoa, hang on.
Only reason I'm doing this, I'ma just name five reasons real quick. Got 150. First, you stole Rockefeller from Dane. Second, you stole Kanye from Dane. Third, you stole Rockaway from Dane. Fourth, I seen a nigga throw that diamond up before them shots was fired. Hold on, turn the beat off. I had to turn the beat off for this. You talking about you an 80s baby. You 37 years old. You was born in 1968. And I opened the Daily News. How's the king of New York rocking sandals with jeans? Open toe sandals with chancletas with jeans on. How's the king of New York rocking sandals with jeans and he 42 years old? Back to business. You ain't the only one with big wallets. Got it, my shit's brolic, got it. But your publishing should go to Miss Wallace. Honest, stealing big shit. He made two albums, you valid. And he can't dress, dog. Who's styled on? It was Rockaware. When Dame had it, now you got it. Call it Cockaware. Huh, now to hear him. Dead at pronto. You don't see a car, no. Dame been big rich for years. Now you on ho. He on the 40-40. Got you in Atlantic City. Bitch, your budget out of baseline. Goddamn, it's pretty. You love a Harlem nigga. We get it cooking, it's true. But now I love we got more dudes in Brooklyn than you. Yeah, apparently, right? Damn.
Okay. Oh, no one needed this.
Used to call me on my cell phone.
Stop gangster shit. WPIGK. Where Rob is always, so big. This is grown folks' music, so this isn't for the faint at heart. So put your children to bed, check your blood pressures, and get ready for some grown folks' music. Grown folks' music. Grown folks' music. Grown folks' music. Grown folks' music.
I'm not working for McDonald's. I'm not working for McDonald's.
Copywriting secrets you should know.
Okay.
If you ever wondered why the Bible, written centuries ago, is still popular enough to compete with the books of today...
Yeah, what the hell?
It's not just a renowned book among the pious, but also the rage among corporate executives.
What?
This is because it contains every copywriting technique that an online entrepreneur needs to know to market any product. This information might not convert you to Christianity, but it doesn't hurt to double-check some of the modern copywriting methods with the ancient Bible.
What?
Here are five copywriting principles which have their roots in the Bible.
Thou shalt not
make mashups.
Number one,
highlight the utility. It's important that you give prominence to the advantages of your products, not just the general features. Be specific and stress the utility of your product. An example of this is Eve taking a bite of the forbidden fruit because
the fuck are you talking
she
about?
Thought it would make her a godlike being. The serpent didn't stress the ripeness of the fruit or its taste, but its benefits. Number two, get lots of different opinions. Ask experts from various fields related to your product to review your product and give it their views. Having different people comment on your product will appeal to a larger section of people. This is illustrated in the first few books of the New Testament, where different saints wrote stories about their experience with baby Christ.
What?
And how it affected their lives.
What?
This appealed to more and more people as they could relate to at least one of the saints' experiences. Number three, explain your flaws. If you're the most expensive, you can openly admit it and explain why you're doing so. This helps gain a lot of trust from your customers. A direct and frank admission is always fruitful. In the Bible, Jesus Christ told his potential disciples they'd have to undergo a lot of suffering if they followed him. But he also said they could achieve immortality in the process. He was showing them both sides of the coin.
What?
And number four, make your customers eager. If your product has an unlimited shelf life, people will put off buying it for later. But if you clearly state the product is on sale for a particular period only, your sales will naturally skyrocket.
Of course. Going to stop selling this on March 31st.
Some farmers would keep
Nintendo just read the Bible.
Without knowing, it would all be ruined soon. Similarly, he expected them to take immediate action and not waste time after any of his sermons. And number five, know your prospects. Get into the shoes of the prospects and think about how the product can be altered to suit his or her lifestyle. That way, your understanding of your customer's needs will make you produce better products. Jesus Christ was able to appeal to the human heart because he understood what was inside of every person.
What?
He got an insight into how we felt, and that's what made him so popular. Whether you accept the Bible as the basis for modern copywriting principles or not, inevitably, you'll find there's some similarity present. You can use the Bible to strengthen your claims if you don't want to follow its principles. You've got a lot to gain and nothing to lose if you follow the Bible. So, go for it.
What?
Wow, dreams are made here. Kind of takes the magic out. I prefer to think of us as dream magicians, putting the magic into your dreams. What seems to be your dream? Well, that's just it. My dreams, or your dreams, appear to be missing. And in their place is a never-ending nixmare, playing in my mind over and over like a broken record. And what's more, I think my nixmare is somehow related to real occurrences happening in the town.
So you see, I am
in the wrong place, aren't I? I should be talking to Morpheus and Phobater and his bad seeds, as you called them.
Well, first, before you write us all off here in Overland, or second-guess the dream gods, can you describe your nixmare?
What? You keep saying that, but it doesn't... and I want you to stop saying it. Until he says, I like coffee and I like tea. And I cannot fucking handle. Hey, this Overwatch fucking painted billboard is still on the side of this building, but it's all fucked up now. It's proper apocalyptic. Oh my god. It's a billboard for a plastic surgeon and it said Bay Area. But it said B-A-E instead of B-A-Y. And it was an ad for plastic surgery. A plastic surgeon, specifically, I guess. Is billed to Douglas Rob from Hoobastank, as if that's his full name. Burrito to this. Oh, God damn it. He's on Twitter or Instagram at Real Dr. Bae. Real D-R-B-I-B-A-E. That's he's really quadrupled down on. Maybe that's his real name. Maybe that's his real name. I don't know. Thing that song needed.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. I turn, yeah, I turn here. Okay. It's filing my expenses last night, finally, on account of, you know, I've got to make sure the right company pays the expenses or whatever. It was this weird reminder about, like, how, like, in mid-March, we just stopped fucking going to the office. And I immediately needed gear because the CPU cooler on my PC fucking melted down, stopped working. And then I needed a router, and then a hard drive failed, and then it's just this, like, one after another. A parody of Burn Hollywood Burn called Earn Hollywood Earn, because Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Remake a movie, update a classic film just to prove we can take an old idea and just revive the plot and characters how we like. What the fuck is wrong with people? The box office roll out, so we never stick our necks out. Our bills for test audience checked out. Hollywood and woodchuck wood. How much would you chuck just to make a buck? But some films will never remain. There's no limit to what we'll take. For all the years we worked so hard, the work is over. Time to steal with no regard. Fuck this. It sucks so much. That barely read, didn't even really rhyme, man. Trucks aren't here.
hotel's like it's still boarded up. Wow, they've really remodeled this hotel, huh? Oh no, this is not the hotel. The hotel's next block. They remodeled this fucking shopping center area or whatever. Or what is it? No, it's like a bank, and there's the fucking ramen place and whatever the fuck else was in there. The hotel finished renovations, replacing the Starbucks with something else. All right. I wonder if I can pull into the loading dock or if I should just pull onto the curb. Let's pull onto the curb. Put my mask on. This is fucking weird. That's a lot of boxes. It's a cool thing. It's cool if I just pull in? Sure. Okay. All right, I'm gonna load up and turn this off for a little bit, but I'll be back. See ya.